most of the predictions that people can find online about the 2022 tropical storm season say that it's going to be a more active than usual few months. More storms that will be intense enough to earn a name, and of those, more that will reach hurricane intensity.
Right.
So to help agencies prepare and help people prepare for that emerging reality, you and your colleagues have been pretty busy with your research. Please tell us about the work that you're doing.
Sure, yeah. A lot of the work we've been doing is focusing on updating the plans for hurricane evacuation zones. Of course, TTI does a lot of research on different aspects of climate and resiliency, and those tie in with the tropical cyclones as well. We've got folks that are studying infrastructure vulnerability when a roadway is damaged because of a storm event. How can we diagnose what that is? How can we rehabilitate it better? How can we use intelligent transportation systems to understand where roadways are going to flood? So we've got a lot of things going on here at the agency. What we do is we take the latest information from NOAA and the National Hurricane Center about, for example, storm surge, how high might the water get? And we overlay that with other information to help communities better understand where the hazards are. And then we work with them to update the evacuation zones that they can use to plan and implement a response for a storm that comes in. And then we look at more intense storms that might come in and look at the storm surge, where it's going to impact, who's there, what is the infrastructure. And we're working with communities to help update these evacuation zones. We're going to now is identifying recognizable geographic boundaries. And often those are roads, right? Major roads in an area, because people are going to know those. They travel those every day, so they can recognize that. That's kind of a direction we've moved toward, rather than if you've seen maybe some of the old evacuation zones where it's kind of got like this curvy area, you know, it's nice and smoothed out, and it might follow exactly the topography or the forecasted surge impact. But that's not as useful for decision making. We need to give folks a recognizable geographic landmark that they can understand.